go off on me about some nonsense or another. Sometimes it would get intensely scary in the house. After one particularly disturbing encounter, I fled back to New Orleans and stayed in a friend's rental apartment in the French Quarter. Since I wasn't feeling all that comfortable around the human species, I holed up and started writing a book. My personal life had offered up a functional villain, a Jekyll and Hyde type of character who changes from a decent person to an aggressive nutjob because of some external force. Having been a fan of those 1980s films, like The Hidden, where aliens, monsters, demons drop on in and start using everyday folks as camouflage, I went in that direction and moved a little closer to the kind of baddie I was looking for. I wasn't quite there yet, though. What I wanted to see in one of those stories, but had not yet seen, was the influence of the host on the malicious intruder. It's scary enough to think you might become a meat suit for a possessing entity, but what if that entity worked through your existing insecurities and weaknesses at a rate that made the descent into naughty seem like a feasible progression, a natural, if extreme, extension of your personality? As a result, motivation, victim profile, and kill method would be specific to the host. I liked that idea a lot, and the Jack was born. I should also note that I had read quite a bit about serial killers up to this point. They were all the rage in the mid-90s. Earlier in life, I had been a pen pal of John Wayne Gacy's, but that was an exercise in absurdity that got too creepy too quickly. My point here is that, in reading about these killers, there was always discussion about the pattern of their behavior, the ideation, the building compulsion, the kill, the period of relative calm before it all started again. Here was another cycle. This brings us back to that first novel of mine. A few key scenes from the early novel had stuck with me, and so had the main character. Plus, that old werewolf mythology gave me a means of transmission for the possessing entity that went beyond, "Oh, this looks like a nice random guy to inhabit." The Jack would be transmitted from host to host like the werewolf's curse, through a bite or exposure to bodily fluids. As for the main character, I was definitely going for a Larry Talbot type. He had to be a decent sort of guy, whose inner strength and inherent goodness became compromised by his predicament. I think our hero, Ted, fits that bill. Back to that French Quarter rental. After 2 weeks of obsessive writing, I had most of a first draft finished. I reconciled with my partner for a time and returned to Baton Rouge. Once I'd completed the book, I sent it off to those nice agent folks in New York. They were very complimentary toward the novel, but in their notes they told me to keep an eye out for a Denzel Washington movie called Fallen, which released in theaters about a week after I received their response. I went to the film, and it crushed me. Though not identical to the book I had submitted, it was close enough to make me trunk the novel for the next 3 years. I became more serious about writing and started selling my short stories in 2001. I also began socializing with other writers in dark fiction, and on the recommendation of many of them, I attended the World Horror Convention 2002 in Chicago. One component of the event was the pitch sessions, where publishers let newbies like myself, at the time, sling projects at them. By this time, I had rewritten Stained 3 or 4 times to erase as many similarities to that Denzel film as possible without totally gutting the idea. Further, of the 10 or so novels I'd written up to this point, Stained seemed to have the most commercial viability because it lacked a lot of the fraternizing, one agent's euphemism for gay content, my other novels exhibited in abundance. So I pitched the book to a few editors, and after the convention, I sent the manuscript to those who had requested to see it. I also sent the book to a dozen or so other publishers, because that's what you do. The timing could not have been worse. At the beginning of this novel, readers are introduced to a deranged priest named Leo Ferenczi, who gets his kicks by torturing and killing young men. In the first half of 2002, a major scandal involving the Catholic Church in Boston broke huge nationwide. This happened about the time Stained landed on editors' desks,